Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Do that at your own pace. Good. Now we'll do a body scan. To feel the feet, legs, and hips. And the feet, legs, and hips start relaxing without any intention, without any straining. And now feeling the abdomen rise and fall. You know, feeling the chest expand and contract. And now feeling the shoulders and upper back. And now I feel the arms and hands. Now feel the head, neck, and face. Now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once. Okay. And now what we'll do is we'll do about 1 minute of noting emotions in the body. This will really help us stay connected and embodied during the meditation. Have attention rest in the body and just simply name any sensation with a emotional feeling, and then name it with the emotional feeling, so like sadness, upset, ease, etc. If you can notice where it is in the body. Keep naming the emotions in the body. Good. Now what we'll do is now we'll reinforce the imaginal parents. Take about 5 minutes with that, and then we'll get into going through the modes. Okay. So now, imagine easy to love object. This will be either a child below the age of 5, or an animal like a pet. So imagine them there. And now bring up a smile. And now feel the smile in your whole body. And feel into this quality of receptivity and responsiveness, openness towards the beloved. Yourself looking at the beloved eye to eye. They're looking back at you. And you can also use a mantra at this point. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. See how you delight in the beloved. Just to see their face, it's such a joy. And it brings about this smile on your face. May you be safe and happy. You can imagine that you're holding the beloved, comforting the beloved, being physically affectionate with the beloved. And now imagine that the beloved is having some sort of difficulty, some sort of suffering or pain. And now see how you understand exactly what's happening, what's going on for the beloved. And now move to comfort, to soothe, to console. See how you lean in, you might tilt the head, nod sweetly. You might mirror back a little bit of the emotion that you see on the face of the beloved. But then underneath that, it's just love and the desire that they are well and happy and that they move through this suffering. Go ahead and develop that scene now. And now, imagine that the beloved is starting to feel better. And now notice how that just makes you smile. That they've moved through their suffering. And now feel into this pride that you feel towards them. And now start admiring their good qualities. See their character strengths. Now that brings a big smile. Okay, good. Now, you take the position of the beloved, but as a child, and imagine now that in the place that you had occupied are imaginal parents. You can use like a perfect nurturer. So these imaginal parents are ideal in every way, not based on anybody that you know. And now also a reminder, it's not important that the visualization be totally crisp and clear. What matters more is the felt sense. So now, have the imaginal parents wish you well, wish you safety and happiness, comfort you, support you. Develop that scene now. Also notice how these parents are totally trustworthy. You're totally safe. Totally at ease. Now also see how they really understand what's happening. They're so attentive. You feel some sadness, they see that. If you feel joy, they see that. And they encourage you along the way. And now imagine some sort of upset. Imagine that you're upset about something, that there's some sort of suffering in your life. And now the imaginal parents see that. They lean in, tilt the head, say, oh, what's happening? How can we help? And of course they move to comfort you. Maybe they're physically affectionate with you in a way that's supportive. Go ahead and see that now. Also, really see how, due to their attentiveness, you feel totally seen, totally attuned with. They really get you. They help you feel that your emotional experience is valid, it's meaningful, it's okay. Okay, good.